Good morning. You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, and this is Saturday Chronicle. On Saturday, the 30th of March, 2024. My name is Jim Collins, and I'm here live in the studio with my friend and colleague, John S. Kelly. John, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners, Jim, and as you say, a happy and safe Easter holiday weekend.
Indeed, and with all the, you know, the news that's prevalent, safe is really the words that
seriously.
That we have to use, because it's so important that, you know, people with so many deaths on the road and deaths increasing, that, you know, we need to be very, very careful.
Yeah. It's not confined to elderly or young.
No.
It's fairly universal.
But, you know, John, you and I were recording the media show last night.
Yeah.
And looking back at the statistics over the last 50 or so years, it was frightening. I think over 600 people died on the road. Was it 1972?
That's right.
Do you know, when you think about it, I mean, we're...
Frightening.
It is frightening. I mean, we're less than 200 now. I mean, we ideally want to bring it down to zero, but it is frightening and so unnecessary.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we'll look on the bright side. It's a lovely, bright, sunny morning today.
It is. It's even warm in the studio.
It is warm. It's not that warm outside now. Outside is, you know, you'd want a coat on. But inside in the studio, it's lovely. But we don't see any sunshine here in the studio, John.
Well, in a sense, we do.
Go on, tell me.
an inside light. Yes,
we create our own light in here.
We do indeed, yeah.
Anyway, we have hopefully a nice, interesting programme for you this morning. We'll start with the news headlines for March the 30th, 2024. Scariff Community Cake Sale is taking place at the Market House this Saturday from 10 a.m. I saw them setting up when I was coming in. The funds raised will go towards the cost of installation and lighting in the Riverside Park. Any donations of baking will be gratefully accepted. There'll be a raffle on it also, and your support will be appreciated. And we hope to have the chairperson of the Community Council, Claire Henshey, in a while.
Yes.
Daylight saving time begins this Sunday at 1 a.m. when you can move your clocks 1 hour ahead, creating an extra hour of daylight in the evening and cutting the morning light short by an hour. As the saying goes, spring forward and fall back. A special treat is in store for the children in East Clare when the Easter Bunny visits some local playgrounds this Saturday. As well as having their photo taken with the Easter Bunny, children will receive an Easter egg. All donations will be collected for the Ennis Voices for Autism. Tina O'Loughlin from Broadford will conduct a whistle-stop tour of the following playgrounds: Scariff at 11:45, Tulla at 12:45, Quinn 2:30, Kilkishan at 3:30, Broadford at 4:30. And the Easter Bunny helpers will be collecting donations at the playgrounds. Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland are inviting people to walk or run 80k in April to help change the world for children with autism. Sign up on their Facebook page and get a free t-shirt. Visit the website autismassistancedogsireland.ie. The new Killaloo Ballina Active Retirement Association will hold their second public meeting in the Lakeside Hotel Ballroom on Tuesday, April the 2nd at 2:30 p.m. This meeting will have guest speakers and a discussion on the future plans. Active Retirement Ireland look forward to meeting new members on the day, and all are welcome to attend. Scariff Library are having a CD social on Tuesday the 2nd of April at 6:30 p.m. That sounds rather strange, a CD social in the library.
How do you interpret it?
Oh God, I can only think of one thing. However, where people can help pack seeds and enjoy a cup of tea in the process and meet like-minded people to talk about planting and ideas for the seed library for 2024.
Have you got yours? Any planting done yet,
John? I haven't, John. No, the ground is very wet and very unworkable now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but the first bit of dry weather will get going.
I have my potatoes ready.
Yes. And what way is the ground?
The ground, well, it's raised bed.
Yes.
Which
improves the...
Improves,
yes, it improves drainage.
But the wind is still, you know, there's a bite in it.
Yeah, it's very cold out there this morning.
Yeah. Do you know? There's no point going to the ground with seed potatoes yet.
No, but hopefully another couple of weeks. Mount Shannon Community Market returns next Saturday, the 6th of April, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with new faces selling their wares as well as all of your old favourites. Do come along and support local business. They look forward to seeing you. Trumgrainy Harp Festival is taking place this year from next Friday the 5th to Sunday the 7th. Visit the website trumgrainyharpfestival.ie for all information on great workshops and lively events, and everyone is welcome. And indeed, Geraldine and Marianne will be presenting this programme next week live from the Harp Festival in Trumgrainy.
Very good.
Cunis Wellness Centre in Feakle has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. A herbal foot bath and guided meditation with Julianne on April the 4th and 5th is available. Booking is essential. Visit the website. It's cunuscentre.com. Trumgrainy Handball Club's annual fundraising 10-kilometre sponsored walk and run takes place on Easter Monday, April the 1st at 12 noon, starting at the Handball Alley. All support greatly appreciated and everyone is welcome to take part. Visit their Facebook page to see who has the sponsorship cards. Whitegate GAA are having a fundraiser for Limerick Suicide Watch in memory of Michael Hines from Whitegate. The teams represented are Whitegate GAA, Clare GAA, Scariff Community College and the University of Limerick GAA. It will take place in the Whitegate GAA grounds next Saturday the 6th of April at 4 p.m. I think actually that's been moved to Sunday.
But so advise people to check it out.
Check it out. I'm nearly sure because Clare are playing in the league final against Kilkenny next Saturday.
Of course.
I think it's been moved to Sunday. Refreshments will be served after the games in the clubhouse. The website in Limerick is limericksuicidewatch.ie for all information on this essential service. Killaloe Sailing Club is hosting a raffle that has some fantastic prizes from the Lakeside Hotel and Leisure Centre. The first prize is a six-month Leisure Centre single membership. The draw will take place on April the 7th, where the lucky winners will be unveiled. Visit the website killaloesailingclub.com. The LCEBT, the College of Further Education and Training, and Scariff Library are presenting a collection of artwork entitled Flow in the Scariff Library Gallery up to Friday the 12th of April, and it's well worth a visit. Jigsaw, the organisation that helps young people with their mental health, is inviting people to team up with your family, club, schools, college or workplace for their 10k Colours Climb. It's not just a fantastic group hike, but also a crucial fundraiser for this charity. Visit the website jigsaw.ie for information. And finally for me, East Clare Community Co-op Scariff will be holding a Citizens Information Monthly Clinic beginning on Tuesday, April the 9th, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and from 2 to 4.
And we have a lovely little present this morning from our next guest, our first guest actually.
Well, be our
Clare,
first live guest.
Clare Henshey. Yes. Yeah, okay, Clare, you're very welcome. And Jim, myself, will attack those lovely, beautiful temptations you brought in. Anyway, the Plaza Group are delighted to announce that they're opening a new service station at Trumgrainy later this summer. They are seeking an assistant manager, a retail supervisor and retail assistants to become part of Supermax and the Plaza Group's success. Visit the website at supermax.ie jobs. The East Clare Community Co-op Scarth are looking to recruit a manager. To request a full description and online application form, please email your request to eastclare.coop@gmail.com before the closing date, which is Friday the 12th of April at 5 p.m. The Country Store Bakery and Cafe in Broadford are looking for a part-time... Got their jobs all over the place, Jim. The Country Store Bakery and Cafe in Broadford are looking for a part-time cook 3 days a week and also a part-time weekend deli assistant. Please send your CV to Karen by email to countrystorebroadford@gmail.com. You're not interested, are you? And
I'm too busy with the radio, John.
Plus he can't cook.
Very minor point.
Tourism East Clare extends a warm invitation to new members to join their award-winning tourism network. They are proud recipients of the prestigious Pride of Place Award in the category of community tourism in 2023. Learn more about membership by checking the website. Website visiteastclare.ie. And East Clare Community Co-op are currently enrolling for their upcoming stained glass course. That's an interesting one, isn't it? Mm. It will commence on Thursday the 11th of April for 6 weeks until May 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For more information, contact the Co-op. 65 Roses Day fundraising for cystic fibrosis will take place on Friday the 12th of April. They are looking for volunteers to help them on the day by sitting at a table and selling the purple roses for a few hours in your local Dunn stores. Visit the website for all information. Family Constellations Workshop will take place in Kilkishan on Saturday the 13th of April, of course, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a powerful modality that can help address blocks in your life and move closer towards the life you long for. For more information and to register, email to openheart.field@gmail.com. The annual tractor run around the shores of Loch Rainy will take place on Sunday, 14th of April, with registration at Canny's Bar from 11 a.m. It includes trucks, vintage cars and motorbikes too, and that high Nelly of a bike you have at home, Jim, you can bring that out.
I don't know if it's roadworthy, Jim.
This year it will support the charity Bumble... What's that word?
Bumbleance.
Children's Ambulance Service. All support will be welcome. Portumna Players Drama Group will present It's a Real McCoy by Tommy Martin on Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th, Sunday the 14th and Friday the 19th of April at 8:30 p.m. in the Portumna Town Hall. Tickets will be on sale on the door for €10. All are invited to and for this entertaining night. Scariff Rugby Club are hosting a poker night on February the 19th of April in McNamara's Bar, Scariff. Register before 9 p.m. for free entry. Admission is €20. There will be spot prizes and refreshments available. Loch Derg RNLI fundraising event, Lap the Lake RNLI, the print is very poor. Living Well is a free 6-weekly workshop group program for adults living with a long-term or chronic condition. It will take place in Raheen Community Hospital from 19th of April to the 24th of May. To book a place, contact Philip by email, philip.hennessy2@hse.ie, or visit the website house.ie livingwell.
Gosh.
Mm. 30 young people graduated from the Technical University of the Shannon, that's Tooth. They achieved access to apprenticeships. 2023 program with level 6 continuous professional development certificates at an award ceremony held in Tooth Moylish campus. More than 80 students have taken part in the program, and a total of 72% are now progressing into an apprenticeship across different trades. Jim Olgan says, at long last.
Yes, yeah.
We've been waiting.
We've often discussed it on this station of that those courses should be available.
It should be available and encouraged to take them up. I had a guy who did an interesting thing. He qualified as an electrical engineer in Galway. Okay. UCG. Spent 6 months working and gave it up to become an apprentice electrician.
Yes.
There's far, far more money in it for you and opportunities, okay? And there are opportunities for travel. So we're saying it again. Will they out listening to us this morning out there? Will you consider the value to you of an apprenticeship, a good apprenticeship? Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Congratulations to Letty Knox from Tumgrainy, who is a second year higher certificate in culinary arts, student, of course, in the Tooth Athlone campus, as she won best in class certificate and a silver medal for designing a 1950s style chocolate rocket ship in the decorative exhibit category of the edible art competition held in Belfast. You know anything about that, Jim?
No. Mm. I'd eat it all right.
But you would. Irish Seed Savers in Scariff is thrilled to announce the launch of a series of orchard workshops. These full-day workshops are designed to equip participants with the knowledge and skills necessary to cultivate thriving orchards. Bench grafting will take place on Saturday the 20th of April. Visit the website. I'm not sure what actually that is. You haven't any idea of bench grafting?
No.
No, but it's interesting anyway. Visit the website, irishseedsavers.ie, and you can register there and get more information. That's the news headlines. Tune in to the main news when we will have an update on these stories and some music. News headlines are compiled by Ursula Hogan and read by Jim Collins and myself, John S. Kelly. And thanks for listening. Take care and have a safe and happy Easter.
Many thanks, John. Lots of things going on there. Now, East Clare Garda Focus is next. And we should have Garda Brian Quinn on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Is that John, is it?
No, that's Jim.
But John is here as well.
A happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. We have a small bit for this week. We'll start off with the most serious one. During the week there on the 27th, early in the morning between 8:30 and 3 o'clock in the day, we had 5 burglaries in the area. And it started off, there was 3 of them in Belkelly. They moved on then to Carhurley and then Ross near Fecal, which would be kind of the golf club out that way, and Whitegate as well. All 5 houses were broken into and ransacked. Now, a black Peugeot with English reg plates was seen in the area, and we're just looking if anyone has any information or seen the vehicle just for direction and travel and stuff like that. It would be of great help. Now, that was on the 27th of 3rd, which would be Wednesday morning, between 8:30 and 3 p.m. in the day. After that, just we are having an awful lot of people ringing in about online scams and phone scams, and still going on. Now they are getting very technical, where they can take over phones and take over computers if you give them access. We're just asking people just to be very wary who you're talking to on the phone. If someone rings you up and says they're from Ayr, just because they say they're from Ayr doesn't mean they are. If they start asking for account information or any information that would give them access to your computer, like download, like if they start asking you to download an app straight away, you should have your radar up on that one. There's an awful lot of that going on at the moment. And the last thing then really is this weekend, being bank holiday weekend, Easter weekend, there'll be a lot more checkpoints, drug checkpoints, drink driving checkpoints, speed checkpoints, and standard checkpoints for tax insurance, obviously, and seatbelts and stuff like that. There'll just be a higher guard of presence on the road this weekend due to the amount of deaths that we usually get. So if people could just make sure the cars are in good working order, and if they're using the roads, not to have any intoxicants in the system, which would cause them to be worse at driving at the time, we call it. And that's basically it for the week.
Tell me, John here, what is the likelihood of, let's say, what's the word I'm looking for there?
Detection?
Yeah, the detection factor. Yeah. For driving. Oh, yes. Oh, what are the likely outcomes if the Gardaí pull you up for, let's say, alcohol?
Intoxicated or, driving.
Yeah.
Driving under the influence of an intoxicant. And basically, there's different levels. Now, I won't go through all the levels, but say they start off at 34 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millilitres of breath, which would be a fine. If they've brought in a new ticket for the first one, which is the lowest, basically. If you're under 34, which is very, very low, you'll just get a ticket to pay. After that, then everyone after that, the next one is a ticket as well, but it's 3 months off the road. And then the times off the road, if you're convicted, go up fairly rapidly from 3 months to 4 years, 6 years onwards. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So if you're your second offence, you're looking at 4 years off the road.
Yeah.
And before that, you're looking at 18 months to 2 years off the road if you're in the higher bracket.
And is it a criminal charge against you then?
It is.
It's a criminal charge.
It's a criminal charge.
Now, would the young lads...
All road traffic offences are criminal charges. And we deal with will be criminal-like.
And there are consequences?
Oh, they're very serious. Yeah, if you're put off the road, that's very serious consequences. Like, even for 3 months, that can have huge impact on someone's employment life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or travel?
Big time. Well, it depends on what you're caught for. Like, drinking under the influence of alcohol, not as high as drinking, say, for travel-wise, I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be as bad as driving under the influence of drugs. Now, alcohol, we all know from years I've been told that, say, how long alcohol stays in a system. And you can see, like, we've had people caught after being out for a night and caught the following evening. For drink driving. Now, they say that we got in accidents the following evening, and this has happened very regularly and recently, where you'd have someone stay out for a night and in bed for the day and didn't eat much and went out then the following evening and without having drank all day and still be over the limit on the roadside breath test. So you can end up, you want to be very careful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you don't feel right at all, if you think it's still in your system, don't bother driving, because you can still be caught some time afterwards. With drugs, you can be caught a long time afterwards with drugs in your system. And then you can be caught up to days after taking drugs with some of those, so you can.
Okay.
This is one to look out for. Like, if people think, oh, they're taking on Saturday night, they'll be fine by Sunday. You can be still caught on the Wednesday if you're taking drugs.
If you're taking drugs.
Them tests are very accurate.
Yeah.
Whereas the roadside breath test will be very accurate, and in the station then it takes a certain percentage off.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very, very much indeed.
Okay, Brian.
Not a problem.
Listen, that's great. Thank you very much for coming on, and the same to yourselves and all your colleagues.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Okay, bye, Brian. God bless. Bye. Bye-bye.